Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Biz with Google at 4P
on kaya959. On the street, on the air. It's 21 minutes after 6. I'm Nastasia Arons, standing in for Gulet Mfupi this evening. As I mentioned in my intro, BHP has proposed a takeover of Anglo American that values the miner at around 741 billion rand in a deal that could spark the biggest shakeup in the history, in over a decade. The world's biggest miner has proposed an all-share deal in which Anglo would first spin off controlling stakes in Implats as well as Kumba Iron Ore. And under UK takeover rules, BHP has until May 22nd to make a firm offer. And to talk to us about this news and some of the implications and things we should be considering, we are joined by David Shapiro, who is the Chief Investment Strategist at Sasfin Wealth. David, thank you so much for your time. So, I mean, when I first saw this news story was around 5 a.m. this morning. You woke up, you saw this, your initial thoughts?
Surprise. Very, very surprised that BHP would actually make a bid. We were a little worried about Anglo's, and we knew, you know, Duncan Wanblatt has indicated that they needed to restructure, and we weren't quite sure how the restructure of Anglo's was going to take place. We knew that there were issues, you know, the platinum mines were not contributing what they should. There's been a lot of issues around there. Even Kumba Iron Ore couldn't get production to harbour, mainly because of internal issues and so on. And there was this need to reposition Anglo's. So the fact that BHP have come and made this bid for what is now the jewel in the crown, which is their copper assets, did take us by surprise. So it's a bit of a sad day. I mean, it's a sad day when you realize that we might see the end of Anglo American, which has been here, has been very dominant on the JSE from, you know, the early 1900s.
Mm. I've read some of the comments from different, call it investment analysts, etc., when it came to this particular news. But as I mentioned in my intro here, so BHP is proposing this all-share-in deal in which Anglo would first have to spin off the controlling stakes with Kumba Iron Ore and Implats. Is it the idea, when we look at the Implat side, is it because of the PGM or is it the SA assets that they don't really want the headache of having to deal with?
They don't want platinum. I think platinum is too difficult. No one's quite sure what the outlook for platinum is. They're going, if you read the statement, I don't know how they explain it exactly, but almost going for new age metals, you know, which is mainly copper, anything associated with electric cars, with renewable energy. With even digitization, you know, you need copper for all the data centers and so on. It's very heavily used in electronics. So I think copper is, and we know that there could be a shortage. So I think copper has become the new hot metal. So it's everybody wants some nickel as well, to an extent. So I'm not a great commodity analyst,
yeah.
But I think that, you know, platinum is not as desirable as it used to be, and Kumba Iron Ore is a minor player, even though it's a high quality player, and it's got very high quality iron ore. I think from a volume point of view, certainly BHP. In the northwest of Australia, has just mounds and mounds of the stuff, you know, which it ships cheaply through to China. So I'm not sure that they really wanted that. Anglo have got some iron ore interests, I think, in Australia, which they'll take as well. So it's quite focused. How this works is that, you know, for Anglo's own about 70% of Anglo Platts. And also about, I don't know, 65-odd% of Kumba. So if you're an Anglo shareholder, you will get the appropriate share of both of those as well. And that's why you might have seen Anglo Platts' share came down quite heavily. And Kumba was also under a bit of pressure simply because, the market could be swamped by huge amounts of these shares in the hands of the Anglo shareholders. And of course, Anglo shareholders will also get a share of BHP. So early days, a lot has to be gone. A lot has to go through before this deal becomes final. If it's got to be accepted by Anglos, and no doubt there's going to be a little bit of bargaining, I would expect there's going to be a higher price played. So that is the game. You know, you put your bid in and then you sweeten it down the line.
That's quite interesting because the Anglo share price closed up 18%, around 611. And then you look at, I think it was Bloomberg that was writing that, if you're looking at where the share price is moving to, it seems as though traders are pushing up the Anglo shares above BHP's takeover proposal. And Bloomberg's attributing it to a sign that perhaps we can expect a higher bid from the suitor, or perhaps even someone else who says, you know, let me come in here, because Anglo's got something I want.
Yeah. It does open it up. And I think once it starts going higher, then you know that there's going to be a counter bid, that they're not going to accept it. And you've got a lot of shareholders here. A lot of Anglo shareholders here are not going to give it away. And some big institutional shareholders. I think the other side of this deal is, what does Anglos do? Mm. If this deal doesn't go through, how do they restructure themselves and put themselves in a position where they can actually put all their time into developing the copper interests, and not be sidetracked by the problems at Kumba or the problems at Anglo Platts? And there have been problems. There's been a lot of issues there. So if you management, if you know BHP, the history of BHP, remember they unbundled South 32 and they focused on, four areas of the market, and the smaller mines they put into South 32. And I think they've got the same attitude now. We want copper. This is what we want. Tesh, the big issue is, what are they going to do with De Beers? The mystery.
Yes, because it brings in the regulatory hurdles here, because it's not just from an SA side, it's also the Botswana side, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. But, do BHP really want De Beers? Because it's not really an area of interest, they might say, okay, we'll hang around. But I would imagine down the line, they'll unbundle it. They'll get rid of it. I can't see them holding on to De Beers for a long time. And there might be issues because, of course, you have got minority interests, in De Beers. So I'm not sure they can do the same thing that they've done with the other assets. But wait and see. That to me is just the mystery of what might be done.
What's your sense of Anglo-American's valuation?
It was undervalued. And that's why analysts were looking at it. They considered it grossly undervalued, and this is why BHP are able to make such a very strong bid or attractive bid, because they know what the assets are worth. And I think a lot of the reason that Anglos was down simply because of its exposure in South Africa, and also the problems that local miners have, even the platinum miners with the electricity, with inflation here, with water problems, transport problems, particularly, particularly Kumba. So I think that was holding back the value of Anglos. And I think once it's free of that and it's able to concentrate on its other assets, on the copper assets, and, one can expect the gap to be closed. So it's opportunistic from BHP. In former life, when I say in a former life, in the 70s, 80s, now, Anglos was one of the biggest mining companies in the world by far. And today it's only about a quarter the size of BHP on market cap. Mm. So, BHP are taking full advantage. I think this will make the regulatory hurdles. I don't think there'll be anything in the way of it, certainly not from South Africa. I can't see anything that they need to object to here in terms of this deal going through.
All right, David. Well, thanks so much for giving us your perspective. I'm sure we'll have you back on the show as the days unfold. And I suppose we get to May 22nd. As I mentioned, I think under UK takeover rules, BHP has until May 22nd to make a firm offer. So let's see what happens as the days and weeks unfold. That is David Shapiro, who's the Chief Investment Strategist at Sasfin Wealth.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.